This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, cues, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Buddy, you give me the fucking word, we'll get new microphones.
I don't like it. Well, I get into it.
Yeah,
so
and you,
I like right about
when,
there.
When you edit the show too, you can hear
that
rubbing against your fucking chest too. So, because you don't sit back
to
a microphone and project like you should. Like a professional broadcaster.
Yeah, well, I'm not.
Oh! I'm not either, come to find out. Oh. Huh. I'm being handed a note.
Yeah.
I am also not a professional broadcaster.
Said his amateur friend.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, God damn, that's fucking good. Son of a bitch.
Got a bottle of fucking Orange Crush the other night.
Yeah, well, I haven't had an Orange
Crush
in a fucking 100.
It'll fucking give you a hard on.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Oh, well, I need one. It's been a minute. Holy shit. I need one.
Yeah, fucking Orange Crush, man.
That's the way, huh, buddy?
Got my spine. I've got my Orange Crush. Well, you just can't beat Coca-Cola, though.
I'm not telling
Damn.
You. Man, there's just something about, I mean, you go through McDonald's and get a Coke, and it's just like, God damn it.
I think we've had this conversation before. I'm sure we probably have. But if somebody invented a time machine, I do believe the first thing I'd go back and do is try the original formula.
Oh, yeah, the Coke?
Yeah.
The cocaine-flavored one?
Or go back and try that one, fast forward maybe a couple years, you know, keep kind of...
Well, who knows how many fucking times they've changed
right.
it. Like, just
who knows?
Because...
This probably tastes nothing like the fucking original,
no.
you know?
No, well, that's zero there.
Right, yeah.
So...
Yeah. Coke Zero is formulated to taste more like Coke, whereas Diet Coke was formulated to taste a little lighter.
Like aspartame, which is how it tastes.
Right,
like
yeah.
tab.
tab. I think I'll order a tab. Good, gross.
You can still taste it, though, can't you? When I say tab, you can taste
mm-hmm.
that, right? Me too.
Yeah.
Every time someone talks about I can taste it.
Yeah.
The aspartame, I can still taste it.
That was good old-fashioned saccharin.
Oh, yeah?
Rat-killing saccharin.
Buddy, I could taste it. It's like it's just flat.
Huh? They just recently killed off Tab, didn't they?
They sure did.
Yeah, Coke yeah. did. Yeah.
yeah, they sure did.
And Tab was the first diet soda,
I think,
wasn't
so.
It?
I think we could look into that, but I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. It was a diet candy in the 60s or 70s.
AIDS.
Called AIDS.
Oh, yeah.
yeah. AYDS.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
yeah. AIDS will make you skinny. No fucking shit, cunt.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah it will. Sure will.
yeah, we've gone down that road, I think, a couple of times on the show about the AIDS candy, the AIDS diet candy.
Yeah, yeah. Antisep throat AIDS. You ever see that old Johnny Carson?
The who? The
Antisep throat AIDS.
I got a throat aid for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Get some throat serum for you.
Three drops of throat serum for you.
Some throat dust for you.
Throat dust. I texted the girl I know and I said, offer to give me a blowjob if I get my resume together because I cannot get motivated for this process. She goes, if you get your resume together, I'll give you a blowjob. A day passes. She texts me yesterday and goes, how's that resume coming? I'm like, yeah, you got nothing to worry about.
You got nothing to worry about.
Trust me.
Don't buy any chapstick yet.
Nope. And this girl can suck a dick, too. You think that'd motivate me, but nah.
Dude, I think there is nothing worse. Nothing I hate doing worse than putting a fucking resume together.
Oh, it's the fucking
I
worst.
Hate it. It is. It is just awful.
That's the worst.
It is.
It stinks. Yeah, it's the worst. I'm half tempted to pay someone to do it, but I just...
I would. If I had to do that, if I had to go on the search, I would have to pay somebody to put my resume together. Number one, I'm not a salesman,
and that's
I'm
just
even
it.
And I'm even worse.
People,
I'm even
right.
worse at selling myself.
Exactly. Yeah.
I want to come in and do the work you need me to do, and I need you to pay me for it. There you go.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to bring to our company? Somebody that shows up every fucking day and does the work you tell me to do. I just fucking told you. Well, but see, we have a culture. Oh, fuck, you know what? Oh, fuck you. Goodbye.
I don't give a fuck about your
culture.
I
don't give a fuck about your culture.
I have to tell you, I am looking forward to getting up and walking out of interviews. I am looking forward to that.
Dude, our fucking CEO just sent an email out today, and he does this periodically, encouraging, almost damn near telling everybody, oh, please go on social media, your private social media,
fuck
your
off.
Facebook, and you know, advertise the culture and how great it is to work here. Now look, it's a good company to work for, and I love the group that I work with. Our little group is great. But I'm not, fuck you, I'm not using my fucking social media. I don't go on social media and badmouth you, and I'm not going to go on social media and talk you up either. Fuck you.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Pay me.
I don't, yeah, fuck you, pay me.
Yeah.
I don't go to corporate events. Mm-mm. I don't go to the Christmas party. I don't go. I get up and I go to work. And when I leave work, my time with you people is over.
Yes.
It's over now. I'm not trying. And my boss goes, well, it would be nice if you came to the Christmas party once in a while. And I went, well, it's adorable that you think I'm going to be here at Christmas. Now, the fact of the matter is, it takes me 6 months to find a job. So I'm definitely going to be there at Christmas, but.
I always tell them I'm too busy celebrating the birth of baby Jesus.
Got your Halloween costume figured out yet?
Yeah, sure, like I do every year.
I'm going to wear the same one I've been wearing for the last 20 years.
Yeah, that ugly face you got on?
No, it's a crash test dummy suit with a Princess Di mask.
Nice.
And I've been telling that joke for 20 years or 25 years or whenever she died. One of these years I'll do it.
That would be great.
Well, I mean, tell me how great would that
be.
I mean, tell me.
Oh, dude.
Tell me.
You'd have these two different camps of people that absolutely fucking loved you and people that wanted you to cancel you right off this fucking planet.
Be the best.
And it'd be awesome.
Belch.
Oh, that's going to stink.
I'll be so glad when this world gets its fucking sense of humor back.
Oh, it's too late.
It has to. It has to at some point. You'd think that. It has to come back, man.
You'd think that.
Jesus Christ, God. Fucking let some shit go, will you? Can you just laugh for a minute? Can you just take a minute and go, ah, you know, that's kind of funny.
No, because then you'd be showing a weakness, and you can't show that. Everything's got to be everything all the time.
You got to be on 100.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. You got to be on. That's
100%
it.
100% of the time.
That's it. You got to be your on
your cause and
all
what you believe
time.
In. Yep, you got to be on every fucking minute.
Everything's got to be everything all the time. You can convince me there's any one of a wide variety of present and past injustices. But everything doesn't need to be everything all the time.
Yep.
And that's the problem, is that for them it's just got to be. And that's got to be exhausting.
Yeah, it has to be.
Right? Like, it's just...
I think that's why they're all so fucking depressed. Yeah, and moody and shit and everything. It's like, 100%. Let it go for a minute. You don't have to let it go all the time. And just because you let it go for a moment of your life doesn't mean that, you know, you're not... You know, the world savior that you want yourself to be, that's great, man. I'm glad. I want the world and the planet to be a better place, too.
Why don't you try eating a cheeseburger and sticking your dick in someone's mouth?
Chug a Budweiser and throat fuck a bitch.
Yeah, try that. Just.
That's the platform. Dude, will you please run for an office so you can run on that platform? Cheeseburgers and throat fucks.
Well, there's a show title in minute 9.
We haven't even started the official show yet.
Yeah, we've been
we're in, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, we're in.
We're fucking in. Hey, welcome back to TGO Radio. I am Jeff Durant. Sitting across from me is the impeccable.
The inexcusable.
The inexcusable antisocial Brian S. Wise. Yeah. Producing the best podcaster in the fucking business.
Yes.
He is Brian Wise's best friend. He's your friend and mine, Douglas K. Reacher.
He's a legend.
He is a legend.
We've said it before on this show. He's a legend in this fucking business.
I believe that's the first time I've ever done the show open.
So you did it on season 1, I think, a lot.
Did I really?
Yeah. Yeah.
When I went, "Hey everybody, welcome to the
Yeah, and I think I just when you quit putting forward effort, I think it was when I started doing everything. Boy, are you going to be surprised when I die and how this show is divvied up in my will? Wait a minute, you had 70% stake in that show? I fucking did everything, Jeff! No, anyways.
Need to get my attorney on the phone.
let's just start that fight with each other.
Should we?
Just to see how it goes.
Oh, we really should. That'd be entertaining to the folks out there.
You guys are fighting over a podcast with no revenue. No, and you're fucking ain't right.
You're goddamn right.
You're goddamn right. You asked me before the microphones came on if I could ever be a landlord.
And take sex for payment.
I couldn't be a landlord, I think, for that reason.
Because it'd be too tempting to...
Yeah.
Well, I'm really kind of short on the rent this month.
Well, you know what's not short? That throat. You know, that pussy's not short. There's a girl I know who I want to fuck desperately who says her boyfriend is about to leave her. And in my mind, I'm going, well, it's time to save some money and, you know.
Save up for that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But then
get you a fucking pussy Christmas club. Start putting money in it at the beginning of the year, and come the holiday season, you can take it out and go buy yourself some pussy.
She's going to have to get some presents for her kid for Christmas. She's going to need to get some presents.
Pussy Christmas club.
I'd like to close my account out, please. Well, by the smell of fish on your breath, I see it's time.
Yes.
It's time.
Walk in with your pants all tented up. Look, give me that fucking money now.
Tented up.
Give me the money now or I fuck you.
I will gladly pay you Tuesday for some pussy today. Fucking, it's payday tomorrow and I can't believe, like, I checked my statement, you know, like through the ADP app or whatever. And I'm like, oh, damn, I fooled them again. They paid me again this week.
They issued that check again.
Again. Fucking dummies.
Fucking idiots.
Like my whole work life where I work is just me getting irritable with people. Just that's my whole work life now.
Somebody...
I leave irritated. That's not healthy. I leave annoyed almost every day.
Somebody at work was talking about one of the other people in our office having a dark soul, and I said to a couple people around me, I said, Jesus Christ, if he's got a dark soul, what the fuck do I have?
Yeah, no shit. No, I don't know that I could be a landlord for just that reason. I don't think I could do it. Oh, gee.
You'd never make any money on your property.
No, I'd go into fucking bankruptcy.
Right, exactly.
Just taking pussy for rent. Yeah, I could never...
Have to go to the bank and write them out a pussy check. I don't think they take those fleshy, fucking hairy checks.
Smells terrible.
They store it in the vault. Pretty soon the smell starts coming out into the lobby.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure my boyfriend's going to leave me. And in the back of my mind, I'm going, well, let's find a way to weasel in here. I got to know what it's like.
Yeah.
You know? But I don't, like I was telling you, I don't have... I mean, we have a lot of fun here on TGO Radio, but
oh, we do.
But I don't have the intellectual capacity or the nerve to say to any woman, you know, well, you know, we can make something happen. I just don't. It's not. That's not in. I mean, we make a lot of jokes here, but that's not in me to do that.
Not to just go, hey, look, I got $500.
Yeah.
Or 300.
$300 or whatever.
We discussed this. You're not going top dollar right away.
I will pay her. That's not how you negotiate.
Yeah, I know. I'm a bad negotiator.
I would pay her five, but you start with like two,
sure.
250,
yeah.
Three, and give her the chance to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll go to five if I have. Like
well, she's like, got to sell you on that fucking snatch.
She'd have to sell me. She'd have to sell me. Mmm. But I don't have the capacity. I just, that's
yeah.
not part. Now, if
it's not you, huh?
No, it is not me. And I've never paid for pussy for that. I don't.
Well, we all have.
Well, we've all paid for pussy with drinks or movies or dinners or paying attention to you. We've all paid for pussy.
But not where you've gotten a receipt in return.
Yeah. Not by PayPal or Cash App or whatever.
Look, I'm going to Venmo you some money.
And, you know, she's got a Cash App, by the way.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, see, that leaves a trail, though.
I don't care.
Yeah?
I'll fucking, yeah, man.
You're going to leave a trail, aren't you?
I'm going to fucking leave a trail, all right. Dripping out of her pussy going to the bathroom. There's going to be a trail, all right.
Snail trail.
A snail trail. We used to call that a snail trail in the old days. I was dating she could be like, all right, let me put on my cum catchers.
Jesus.
I never came outside of that girl. Not fucking once.
No?
Oh, never. Oh,
no.
My God. She should have had fucking 10 of my kids. I never came outside of that girl. Holy fuck.
She should have had 10 of my kids.
Pussy was too fucking good, man. It was way too good. Now, if the girl came to me and was like, listen, I'm up against it. I'm in trouble here. I will fuck you for $300.
Not that they want to pay to fuck you, but they know that you might want to fuck them.
She's got to know. She's got to know that I would pay her to fuck. She's got
to
know.
Do you think that girls go to guys and say, hey, look, I got, you know, $300. Will you fuck me?
No, girls go to guys and say that?
Yeah.
No, girls have the pussy.
Right.
That's the fucking great equalizer.
There's got to be some, though.
No.
But what guy in his right mind would go, no, I don't think so. It's the whole thing with the teachers and the students. Right? No fucking 15-year-old's going to turn down fucking his teacher.
No, not with any testosterone coursing
right.
through his fucking body. No. No. I certainly hope not. Or I certainly, you know. But I just don't have the nerve. And I would love to be able to be that guy that just kind of walks up. Hey, look, I know things are, you know, I know times are tight, you know, and this and that and the other thing. And your man moved on or whatever. And like, I know if you ever need any, you know, we could try to work something out. I don't have that in me to be that guy. And it's too bad because I want to fuck this girl. But for those of you at home who don't know me, the reason why this girl won't fuck me, One, I'm more than twice her age. Two, I am physically repulsive. And so, and I do kind of like when the girl's attracted to me a little bit. So that would be another thing that would never, you know, why I could never pay for it. Because it's too too transactional then. It's,
yeah,
you know, well, I have to act like I'm enjoying this middle-aged cock years, but not really.
Can you write it off on your taxes?
Oh, I don't know.
Pussy?
Yeah, can you write it under entertainment? What if we...
Medical? I mean, I guess it could be medical.
If we actually started a fucking LLC for this, you know, for TGO Media, I'd write off all kinds of shit. I keep seeing videos on TikTok about how, like, you know, you write off your whole life on your LLC and it's perfectly legal. I'm like, I don't know if that's legal. I don't know, though.
I'm not taking advice from guys on Twitter. Where do you get your legal advice? Oh, do we cheat them and how?
I saw this.
I get mine from Twitter.
Yeah, I saw this TikTok of this guy who told me I could do this, and here I am in prison. Well, looking for the guy who did this. Yeah. This is episode 31 this season.
Have we broke a record?
No.
No, we haven't yet.
All-time record is 32 in 1 year.
Uh-oh.
That's next week.
Well, I'm nervous. 32. What's going to happen?
That's, I keep waiting.
Well, I'm nervous, man.
I keep waiting for that shoe to drop, right? Yeah. We do election night. And then we do those last two.
Yeah.
And then that's a wrap, baby.
Yeah. Yep. 31. And when did we do 32?
Season 8.
Season 8.
That was the first season downstairs at Camp David.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
with this equipment, with this stuff.
That's right. Yeah. With most, with all this, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've
had this equipment a while now.
The old microphones are in that closet. These are the new. I think you bought these.
Yeah, okay.
Or at least you bought that one, or I bought this one. You bought.
Were we still using those little... No, we had these, you said, right?
You bought these. These guys you bought.
Yes.
Oddly, I remember how much they cost, which is...
They weren't much. Strange. They were $20 a piece, I think, something like that. Right. Yeah.
And we had regular microphones, like regular...
That's right, like stage mics or something.
Right,
yeah,
right. Mm-hmm. And we used those for a few years, and then we switched to these. We've been using these ever since. We haven't really needed to upgrade anything. I mean, we've got monitors and, you know, I mean, we've definitely upgraded some stuff.
But... Why not USB mics that go right into the computer?
I don't know. I never thought, I don't need them to go into the computer. I need them to go into here.
Yeah, but if they went into the computer, then you could mix them right there on the screen with a mixing program.
Yeah. I know. I've just never thought about it, I guess.
I wonder if you could use Audacity for that. I don't know if it's powerful enough to do that.
I can't get Audacity to fucking... I've got a Raspberry Pi in the front room, and I can't get Audacity to even load on that one.
Hmm. I thought that's what you used to, manipulate your audio.
Yeah. I got it on here.
Oh, you've...
But the one...
What's a Raspberry Pi?
Right, but the one in the front room... Won't load. It won't load for some reason. I need to get a proper laptop is the problem. Because then I'll move that one into here. I'll have a proper laptop out there. So
You don't have a laptop right now.
No.
You just got the Pis.
Yeah. For what I use a computer for, it's fine. But I'm starting to warm up to the idea of working from home.
Yeah?
I
like it now that I got a dedicated office space, dude.
Buddy, I know. I do. I know.
It's amazing because I hated it because, you know, we worked from home exclusively, you know, when we came back from COVID shutdown and stuff. And I hated it at the old house because I was working on a TV tray in the fucking living room. So I'm like, you know, fuck this working from home shit. Man, now that I got a dedicated office where I can close the door, I can actually, you know, I always said, well, there's too many distractions at home. Well, yeah, when you're sitting there in the fucking living room and... Everybody's got access to you. You can shut the fucking door and pretend it's the office.
I'm not going to lie.
But I can sit there naked and do it. That's the really great thing.
I'm not going to lie. I'd sit in my front room and flick the TV on or the fucking or a podcast or whatever. And do you, I mean, you could, between you and my brother, You guys are sending me TikToks all... Do you guys need things to do at your jobs that you're watching TikToks all fucking day?
Hey, I'll take 10 minutes and fucking flip through TikTok. Look, my ass is at work at least an hour early every day.
Yeah, that's crazy. So fuck them. That's crazy.
I'm up. I'm up. You know what, though? Today, when I said, hey, I'm leaving at 3:30, I don't feel bad about it.
Well, you shouldn't anyway. You know. Shouldn't anyways.
Dude, I could fucking walk in and out of that place. Nobody'd say a fucking word with this hip right now.
Yeah, that's what you were saying.
You know.
Yeah. That's what you were saying. But we're going to have, the next 2 weeks. Then on the 3rd of November, we're going to record two shows.
Yep.
And then we're going to do an election night show, and that is a wrap.
And then we start planning my funeral.
And then so that will take us to 36 episodes out of 45 weeks or something like that.
Had it not been for Dad's passing there in March, I think we'd still be on track because I missed a month there, didn't I?
We still in the earlier part of the year.
Well, we did miss a few, didn't we? Yeah. Not bad, dude, not bad. Not a bad year.
No, for us, this is our best season.
Yeah.
This is our best in terms of,
consistency.
And it's like any other show. You got great shows and you got not great shows. Oh, yeah. So we've had some average to mediocre shows this year, but this is our best season.
Singers, baby.
This is our best season by far. It's forced us to do more things that we've, had never done before, So, yeah, I think we get this. This is in our 50s. This is our best season.
Yeah, right. We keep practicing. We might get this down to a science,
Yeah, I don't know how much. Ow. Oh. And then we got to get to Vegas in 2025. I know that. For that 20th anniversary show. I know
Jesus
that.
Jesus Christ, man. Fucking 20 years. Jesus.
It's going to be 18 next year, by the way. Yeah. The 18th anniversary is next year.
Fuck. Wow.
That's crazy.
It really is.
But now I can't picture my life without it, whereas before, I got to fucking shit so bad.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, it's starting.
Hope you shit your fucking pants.
It's starting to get uncomfortable. Like, I'm starting to sweat a little bit. Like you got a clench, you start sweating.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Every time you choke it off, next time it comes back with a little bit more power.
And it is, too, man. And it's
it
fucking,
wants the fuck out.
It does want out. I am suffering. We are recording on the 13th of October.
Yep.
For broadcast on... Oh, November 5th?
Jesus Christ, I didn't know today was the day before what could have been a Friday the 13th.
Oh, that's... Yeah, that's...
Yeah, means nothing.
No, means nothing. recording on the 13th for broadcast on October 29th. That's what we're doing. It's crazy.
I love the fact that we're, ahead of the game.
Dude, we're ahead... Oh, forget it, man. Come on. This is our best season.
Right on.
There was a point this year where I looked, because we were still doing worst ofs, and we were recording in December and January.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there was a point where I looked at, and we were 3 or 4 episodes ahead, and how we fucked that up, I got no idea, because we could have been done by now.
Yeah. Goals for next year.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
Don't know. I do have some news for this week, though.
What you got?
Coming up, handsome mustachioed man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Slim pickings on the news this week.
Yeah, not much going on, huh?
No, daddy-o.
It'll get crazier as these midterms get closer.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
First, we begin with developing news on the peninsula. A death investigation is underway after...
A goddamn death investigation.
Every time I go to the peninsula, I got to do a goddamn death investigation. Oh, God.
And I want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see. For the last goddamn time, I want to know.
We're up to our long-distance dedication.
Thank you, Doug.
And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio, and here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's start
minute.
Again. From coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please.
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 Please, just had it.
He's had it. He's fucking had enough.
You know what? You can tell by the way he says please that he's been over
he's
that for
already...
hours. He had it a long time ago in that session.
Because he goes, you know, like he gives you, he definitely gives you the impression he's told them before.
Right, yeah.
Right? And like
we've had this talk
before. Oh, we've
before.
Had this talk, yeah.
Please.
See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it.
Just,
is Don on the phone?
Builds,
okay,
builds.
I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. This is a last goddamn time I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is that's up tempo, and I got to talk about a fucking dog dying.
I've said this before as well. He's not wrong.
No, no,
not one word of that is incorrect, and you don't have to be Doug Reach around to know that. Okay. But I'd have bounced that Armenian midget off every wall of that fucking studio. Motherfucker, I'm a grown man. Fuck you and your gimmick.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Casey Kasem. American Top 40 has moved to a new time. I hope you'll join me this Saturday morning and every Saturday morning at 2. 2?
2?
2? Why are you even paying for the show if you're going to run it at 2 a.m.? Not wrong on that one either.
First, we begin with developing news on the peninsula. A death investigation is underway after a tree trimmer was tragically killed on the job. It happened just before 1 this afternoon in Menlo Park on Peggy Lane, just west of Highway.
Peggy Lane.
There was a barber selling photographs. Wherever he's had the pleasure to know.
101. KTVU's Jesse Gary is there on the scene with the details on what happened. Jesse.
No. Live on the scene.
No, I ain't seen no goddamn Jesse.
What the hell's that from?
Richard Pryor.
Oh.
I got a guy at work named Jesse, so I've been saying, did you go down and find you a white Jesse? You find a motherfucker, send him to me. Owes me $25. And I need my money like a hog needs slop.
Cooper is using Jesse, man.
No, I ain't seen no goddamn Jesse. I look like radar. And the nigga fuck with me about Jesse. If you see the nigga, send him to me. Owes me $25. And I needs my money. Bad and a hog needs slop. That's why I got this place open to make some money, nigga. You can come fuck that up with this. They got some white Jesses. They knock people in the head. Why don't you go over there, nigga, look for a Jesse?
Julie, good evening to you. The
good evening.
Menlo Park Fire Department is just cleared from the scene, but police officers are still behind me, and you can see that blue van that is from the San Francisco County Coroner's Office. They are here as well investigating this accident. Let's take a look at our video. This happened. This
get to it!
1 o'clock.
Oh, shit, man. Jesus Christ.
Get to it!
900 block of Peggy Lane. The street has been blocked since about that time. Police investigating. Cal OSHA is also investigating.
All right.
God damn, dude.
Now, police sent out an email just a little while ago saying, in part, Menlo Park police officers responding to the 900 block of Peggy Lane on the report of a tree trimmer who fell into a chipper.
What's that?
It was the... filming the sequel to Fargo, and
Jesus, he fell into a chipper.
Are we square?
Oh. Woo! Would have liked to have seen that.
And your friend in the wood chipper. And it's a beautiful day.
So that was Mrs. Lundegaard on the floor in there. And I guess that was your accomplice in the wood chipper.
Margie.
I love that fucking movie.
Yep.
God damn, I loved every frame of that movie.
I have not watched that in a while.
Buddy,
I gotta,
Jesus Christ. I think it's about time to buy a new TV because I've been pre-ordering 4K discs. So
oh, boy.
It's time to buy a new TV. I pre-ordered the Pulp Fiction 4K disc. Doesn't come out till December.
Oh, Jesus. Wow.
Yes, sir. Got to get a new mattress first, but after that, we'll have a nice... I'll tell you what, we can watch videos on a fucking 50-incher in here, man. Right up on that wall right there. Hell yeah, buddy.
Police officers responding to the 900 block of Peggy Lane on the report of a tree trimmer who fell into a chipper. And police units arrived on scene.
That was your friend in the wood chipper?
Shouldn't have sent a police unit. Should have sent the street sweepers.
No.
Ew.
Mm-hmm. Male subject was found deceased from injuries sustained from...
No kidding.
No.
How long did it take you to figure that one out, Sherlock?
No, he's dead.
Accident, close quote. Now, we believe instead of falling into the chipper, we believe this man was pulled into the chipper.
Boy, that guy just went to pieces on the job,
Ladies and gentlemen.
I fall to pieces.
No, she's dead.
All right. Fair enough.
When police units arrived on scene, a male subject was found deceased from injuries sustained from the accident. Close quote.
Damn, Bob fell in. Should we turn it off? Yeah, why don't you fucking turn off the wood chipper there?
Go ahead and shut her down.
Yeah.
And shut her down for the day.
Quote. Now, we believe instead of falling into the chipper, we believe this man was pulled into the chipper since it has a top on it, which would make it difficult to fall inside.
You know, he wasn't pulled in. He was pushed in on purpose.
I'm starting to think this is the fucking Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself with fucking lawn maintenance. How did this happen?
So it looks like he may have been pulled or sucked into
the
chipper.
We heard you.
This guy is terrible.
For some reason. We've learned that the worker...
Some reason.
Killed...
It's time to start letting people go for the season.
You're not getting unemployment on me, motherfucker.
Exactly.
Worked for McClanahan Tree Service, a division on Bartlett Tree.
God damn, then they named him too? Oh, man. Yeah. I'd like to be the manager of fucking... that fucking...
Supervisor on duty that day.
Oh, my God.
Huh? You want to explain this one, Bob? How your guy got pulled into the chipper?
To an office worker over at Bartlett who said they are not yet ready to comment on today's accident. Co-workers of the man who were just at the scene just...
Look, there's fucking video cameras and shit everywhere. There's got to be some video of this happening.
A short time ago, they declined to say anything about him or the accident, how the accident happened, etc.
Well, the thing is, we hated him, mostly. And what I want you to know is we kind of wrapped a thing around his leg, and we thought it would be funny, and he just got sucked in, and now we kind of, oopsie.
Tied the rope around his leg, threw the other end into the chipper, and, you know, just let things happen as they may.
The San Mateo County Coroner
threw the other end of the rope into the chipper, and then somebody turned on yakety sax, and we just, you know.
Is on scene, as you can see. They will remove the remains and then do positive identifications and notify
Scoop
the family.
Scoop up the remains.
Once that's done, we can find
that. Can we please, still... You're please going to shovel in a dustpan to take care of the remains?
They'll scoop up the remains and... Get the hoses out. as he's pulling on the rope, struggling against all fucking odds to get sucked in.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
exactly happened and how he wound up being killed by the chipper, that is still under investigation by the Menlo Park Police.
Spit it out.
Cal OSHA.
This guy's terrible.
We're live in Menlo Park. Jesse Gary, KTVU, Fox 2 News. We'll head back to you over in Oakland.
Yeah.
I know. We're going back to the studio. You don't have to say. Why don't you go find you a white Jesse?
It's just horrible what happened, Jesse. Was he, tree trimmers don't usually work alone. Was he working with a crew, and did anyone see anything? And it sounds like maybe.
Yeah, I don't really know.
I don't know why you're asking me fucking questions. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, you heard how shitty my story was. I don't know why you're asking me, cunt.
I feel like I've done my job here, white devil, and.
Some of his clothing may have gotten caught up and he got sucked in.
Oh, that makes sense. But still, it's still awfully close.
Well, that's what I said, Julie. The initial report was
that's what I said, cunt.
He fell, but we believe.
Did you not listen?
Yeah.
Cunt?
Who was I talking to?
More like his clothing got caught in. Now, whether he maybe reached and the sleeve got caught into the machinery and it pulled him in, we're not sure. But he wasn't working alone. Obviously, he had a crew
obviously
with him because there's a chipper here, which you're not going to operate alone, and a bucket lift, which you're not going to operate alone. So there are people here with him. How exactly he got entangled and pulled into the equipment, that's the...
I think it's murder.
That's the million-dollar question here, honey.
Murder. Menlo Park Police Department.
Center of the investigation right now. But first they have to do positive identification and unfortunately...
Well, that's going to be... I mean,
first they got to find enough teeth.
Positive identification? Holy shit. Then we could get a fingerprint, but you know,
well, yeah.
Puree.
Fucking thing was set on liquefy.
Really?
All right, who turned the chopper up to liquefy? It's funny, usually we just have it set on grind every day, but today it happened to be set on liquefy.
For that, new this morning, state police responding to a fatal crash involving a car and a cow.
All right. I'm listening to Sheldon, Vermont. Jason St. Pierre, 48.
This happened last night, just before 11. A cow was hit on Route 105 in Sheldon.
My ex-wife was in Vermont?
That's what I'm looking for, baby. That's what I'm looking for. That fucking
the hell's
bitterness.
That cunt doing in Vermont?
Well, wait till you hear the punchline. It's even funnier.
Sheldon, just before the Abbey restaurant, the driver, 48-year-old Jason St. Pierre, and the cow both died on the scene. The passenger in the vehicle, 30-year-old Cody Shepard, telling police they were traveling over 100 miles per hour.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
Late for a maple syrup festival or something there, Jacques?
It's 100 miles an hour.
Jesus Christ.
And they hit a cow.
That cow was in more pieces than the dude that fell in the chipper.
The cow news is outraged about
this.
Oh,
I'm sure.
Leading to the crash, the investigation is still ongoing, and police are still looking for the cow's owner. If you know,
we're all looking for the guy who did this.
Anything, call police.
What is there to know? The guy was traveling 100 miles an hour and hit a fucking cow and died. What investigation?
Yeah.
Jesus, everything's got to be just fucking.
If you know
beat
anything,
to death.
If you know anything about it, well, apparently
I know he was going too fast.
At a high rate of speed, and he hit a fucking cow.
What do you want to know?
I'm actually, from the cow's point of view, I'm glad he was too stupid to know what was happening.
Jeez. Cow didn't know what hit it.
No.
Yeah, we're all trying to find the guy who did this and give him a spanking.
Yeah.
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 By God.
Yeah.
The fear of the use of nuclear weapons by Russia against Ukraine looms over the current crisis, but some Ukrainians have found a creative solution.
Yeah?
I get no kick from Ukraine. Large...
Ooh.
What the hell is that shit? I mean a real song.
When you were slaves, you sang like birds.
When you were slaves, you sang like birds. Jesus Christ.
Don't know that one, huh? Jesus.
Swing low.
The camp town ladies.
The camp town ladies. New slaves, you sing like birds. Large group of Ukrainians have decided to organize, aggregate and organize to further their own interests.
Further their own interests.
Duck's got 500 clips he could play right now.
Right, exactly.
Duck is, we should just shut up and let him play all five of them. Holy shit.
Now come on, boys. Where's your spirit? I don't hear no singing. When you were slaves, you sang like birds. Come on, how about a good old nigger work song?
Jesus Christ.
You know what, Ham? Pause. This movie came up at work yesterday.
Oh,
and I said, I don't give a fuck who. I said, I will defend this movie to the fucking death. Because the movie is funny, and it mocks racism, and everybody else can go fuck themselves. And everybody was on my side.
Quite possibly the funniest movie ever made.
I will defend this movie forever. And one person asked, what do you mean defend it? I said, because the fucking PC police will come for it one of these days.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a belt out of you? Some get a kick from cocaine.
Hold it, hold it. Hold what it. The hell is that shit? I'm in a song. A real song. Something like, swing low, sweet chariot.
Swing low?
Don't know that one, huh?
Yeah, man.
Well, how about the Camp Town Ladies?
The Camp Town Ladies.
Oh, you know. Oh, you know. Camp Town ladies sing this song, doo-dah, doo-dah. Camp Town racetrack 5 miles long, all the doo-dah day.
Best line in the world coming up.
So, Slim Pickens comes riding in here. And he, for anyone who's never seen it, first of all, what are you doing?
Yeah, what? Yeah.
And how did you find this show if you've never seen Blazing Saddles? But he comes in and he fires his gun into the air twice, and he delivers a line here that if I had to pick one to use in a situation for the rest of my life, this would be the line. I howled when I was 15, and I howl now when he says it.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here? I heard you people try to get a little track lead, not to jump around like a bunch of Kansas City faggots.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Is it going on?
You got to get it right.
What in the wide world of sports is going on here?
Is a going on here?
Tired you
what
people.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
I heard you people get some track laid, not dance around like a bunch of Kansas City faggots.
God damn it.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here? I heard you people try to get a little track laid, not to jump around like a bunch of Kansas City faggots.
Jump around like a bunch of Kansas City faggots.
God damn, Mel Brooks loved that word faggot, though, didn't
he?
Oh,
man.
Within the last couple of years, I watched History of the World Part 1 again for the first time in a very long time.
Wow, I haven't seen that.
And it didn't hold up for me.
No.
But Dom DeLuise playing Julius Caesar, and right in the middle of this fucking scene, he goes, "Okay, faggot, what's next?" And I fucking...
Okay, faggot, what's next?
I fucking howled. Oh, my God.
Fucking Dom DeLuise was funny.
Yeah, he was a funny motherfucker, man.
Mm. Okay, faggot, what's next?
Yeah, I have not seen that movie in a long time.
A large group of Ukrainians have decided to organize a mass orgy.
Yeah?
To take place on a hill outside of Kiev in case Putin does launch a nuclear bomb.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Only if he launches, then they're going to get together and fuck each other. They're
going to fuck it out, I guess.
Okay. All right.
More than 15,000 have already registered on
Jesus
Telegram
Christ.
For the sex party. The mass orgy will take place on a hill outside the city, where the participants would be asked to decorate their hands with colored stripes, symbolizing their sexual interests. Oh. Three stripes are for anal sex lovers. Well. And four stripes are for oral sex lovers.
Fruit stripes are for gays.
So fucking good. Oh, that's so good.
Fruit stripe cum.
Oh. It's like white, like regular cum, and then red for the blood that inevitably gets mixed in. The organizers claim that the event in which the locals will give up the atomic shelters and bunkers in favor of a sexual celebration is so popular that, quote, for some reason, all the apartments with a view of the hill have disappeared from real estate sites.
Well, if we're going to die, we might as well watch the youngsters fuck it out.
Fucking furiously jerking my rod, man. Just fucking.
You know what? I got to say, I'm kind of impressed by the fact that people are like, yeah, fuck it, nuke us. We'll just fuck it out until you kill us all. I hope Putin's sitting there going, why are they not scared? They're not scared of this threat.
Too busy getting
fucking
that.
Idiot.
Too busy getting that nut. Fifteen thousand of them. How many do you think show up? Seven lonely guys and no women.
Right.
Like every fucking chat room that ever existed. Another one of your workers was gut shot in my bar, Mr. Hurst. Yes, I know. Give a fuck about the Cornish. High graders. Organizing cocksuckers.
Organizing cocksuckers.
What's the line he says? He's well, bloodletting. At my bar that I ain't approved. I take as a fucking affront. It puts me off.
Puts me off.
My feed.
My feed.
I am. Got to get back
you
to
you. See me empty, sir. Do not pause and inquire. Simply assume and refill.
Would you rather we spoke in private?
No, fuck no. I'd rather the general stay.
Fuck no.
Captain Turner.
I'd rather the captain stay. Brings home I consort with my betters. I'll not dissemble, sir. Today's events have gave me pause.
Tell me what you mean.
Mother beating a Farnham most recently.
Oh, there's Mr. Farnham.
Worse for wear, not that I'd care if he weren't in your hire. Where does the sheriff get off? Taking off on one of your own.
I don't consider Bullock came here to beat Farnham. He and I had appointed to meet.
In my joint this morning, another of your workers was gut shot, Mr. Hurst.
Yes, I know.
Ah, this wasn't some hooplehead bullshit. This had the feel of a put-up job. I fear a plot against you.
I have learned to accept, Mr. Swearingen, that events sharing some effect on my interest does not make them part of a plot.
You ain't the center of the universe, in other words.
Exactly.
Don't that lead you to despair?
No, sir.
You're stronger minded than I.
A Bullock beating Farnham seems more likely some expression of a private feeling of his own.
That leaves the bloodshed in my bar, sir. How do you count for that?
Nor are the Cornish well loved as a race.
Not you through the Cornish. Maybe the Cornish themselves were the object of the violence.
Well, they do tend to aggregate and organize to further their financial interests.
Unions?
Have you strong feelings on that subject?
I don't give a fuck about unions, Mr. Hurst. Nor do I have any objection to the killing of the Cornish as high graders, aggregating and organizing cocksuckers. But bloodletting on my premises that I ain't approved, I take as a fucking affront. It puts me off my feed.
How do we know when you are off your feed?
This might be my favorite individual scene in all 36 episodes of Deadwood, this with Swearingen and Hurst. What'd you do there, buddy?
Happened?
What happened?
Start to see me tearing things down. Speeches tonight are canceled. Unless the insult's cured by tomorrow, there'll be further tearing down. Fuck the fucking elections and fuck the agreement with Yankton. Let the camp return to its former repute. Unstable and unsafe for commerce.
I'm a great believer in those.
Oh, stability, sir, and commerce? I can fucking imagine. Think of all they've helped you accomplish.
Shall I perceive you, then, as dangerous to my interests?
As capable of inconvenience and of some damage and death to those that would act against my interests, I cannot fucking argue with dangerous. Different from powerful, though. Which speaks to potency longer term. I not have myself called powerful in your company or the captain's.
Then I'll hope that your insult is cured to spare the camp any danger of however brief a duration.
And to look for one fucking instant out the other end of the telescope?
Once placated.
I'm meek as a babe.
He drinks the rest of the bottle of whiskey.
Dead.
Once placated, I'm meek as a babe.
You ever seen him when he was on Miami Vice?
Ian McShane? Mm-hmm. No.
I'm about to.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Let's see it.
Oh, Jesus Christ, no head.
Oh, I fucking already hate it.
I bet there is. I'm going to hit play here and see if there's any LMP. Oh, no, okay. So he comes in here. You got to...
Ugh.
She keeps herself to herself.
Ugh.
She likes herself.
What a fucking...
Yeah, check him out, man. He's almost hardly recognize him, you know?
So young.
Oh, very.
Moves in a dangerous way. All the creatures
are... Yeah. Fucking terrible song.
Mama.
He gets out of a boat on the pier. Of course, it's foggy out. Chick in a bad trench coat. There's Ian McShane.
Your decision to pull out baffles me.
Reconsidered.
Still fucking good, though.
You think this is some kind of tennis match?
I got word the Akayos are pulling a heavy load.
What?
Not interested. The Akayos would slap back and it would be a bloodbath.
This is private information. You can't just walk away.
Why this change of heart?
This does not sell me on Miami Vice, by the way.
No.
Your boy.
Yes, my son.
Your son.
Oh, fucking terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Oof.
An advance.
Yikes.
Be in touch.
Oh, terrible. Fucking awful. She looks like a porn star that was big in the 80s. I can't think of her name, though.
I don't know who that is.
That's the shits. That is terrible. Your son.
Would he play Muammar Gaddafi in an episode?
He really does look like Gaddafi. Holy shit, wait a minute. Holy fuckaroni. That was before the hanging, of course. But they pull him out of a...
Muammar.
Pulled him out of a spider hole and beat him to death in the street. Whatever the fuck they... I know they beat him to death. Why he doesn't look like Gaddafi, though? Holy shit, that's great.
That was a popular look in the 80s, you know?
Mm.
That whole fucking dictator of a fucking rogue nation.
In the, during the Gulf War, at the height of the Gulf War, Vince McMahon in WWF decided to take Sergeant Slaughter and turn him into a pro-Iraqi bad guy.
Yeah.
Iron Sheik was his manager. They changed his name.
Yeah.
But the Iron Sheik was his manager. And that being bad enough, they put the world title on him. Sergeant Slaughter. And this cat was getting death threats at his house.
Oh, shit.
People were showing up at his house.
Wow.
And this and that and the other thing. And that just, for some reason, seeing that picture there made me think of... And it was, I mean, it was a hell of a gimmick, baby. It was awesome. But, you know, it was, for some reason, seeing that picture made me think that he, you know, Iron Sheik would put this, you know, put that similar outfit on and watch it. Like, you know.
I think I vaguely remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Burned an American flag on TV. Fucking, oh, man. It was, I mean, it was, baby, it was a hell of a run. And then, of course, he lost the title to Hogan at WrestleMania. And then he came back in the summertime. Yeah. It was like, I want my country back and all that stuff. And like, you know, but like, man, I mean, it was, you know, people were, oof. People were mad, baby. Oof. Anything else we need to discuss before we go home?
Man, I don't think so.
Yeah? You don't have a whole lot to talk about.
I know.
Yeah. The news was light this week. If we'd have had one more story, we probably could have.
Yeah.
But.
I don't know. Let's just fucking get out while the getting's good.
I got to shit in any
event. All right. I got to piss anyway and get the fuck out of here. I'm tired. I have fucking had it with the day. I've had it.
With the day as a concept or this day in particular?
Just this day in particular. Gotcha. There's always tomorrow, but. Yeah.
Sometimes that's the problem. There is always tomorrow, right? Like,
but you know, it's only a day away.
What's that, tomorrow?
Tomorrow is only.
That's what I've heard.
A day away.
Someone should write a song about that.
They should.
Thanks for listening. I mean, if you got to this point of the fucking show, I don't know
shit.
How.
No shit, thanks for hanging out this long with us.
You must really...
You must really
love this show.
Yeah, mighty brave of you, I'd say.
We're going to come back next week and try to be funny.
Yeah.
Holy fuckballs. And we'll see you next week on TGO Radio.
Oh, I got it. Okay, this episode's over.